Have you met her, Siddhali? You met stars. Come on. Of course, you should have met दिलों का स्कूटर डिंचैक मिस डिंचैक.
मैं काफी छोटे लोगों से मिली हूँ लाइक ऋतिक रोशन एंड ऑल बट पूजा
पूजा
नॉट
येट
नो
बट डू यू ड्रीम डू यू एस्पायर टू बिकम हर और मीट हर समडे.
देयर इज ओनली वन डिंचैक पूजा एंड देयर कांट बी अनदर यू नो.
यू सेड इट. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Greedy Artist. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, on the very first episode, guess what? It's the first episode.
Yeah.
And we've got really amazing guest with us, Siddhali.
Yay! Hi! Thank you so much, Sai,
I'll put in some fake applause. Yeah, we'll applaud you.
Thank you so much for having me here.
You're welcome. It's fun. We've gone to college together.
Yes,
we were in the same college.
Yeah. I think, you know, so I remember we met in third year.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, in Vivekananda College. And I think sare college mein se jin college ne apne bachchon ko reject kiya tha.
We were the rejected batch in that entire class. All the students in the class were rejected from their respective colleges. They were like, "Hame nahi lena, tumhe niklo."
Yeah, I think that's where we all connected.
Yeah. Now the rejection. Oh God. Yeah. Then I eventually dropped out. And I think you completed your master's.
I did. I completed my master's. With not so flying colors, but yes, I did.
It doesn't matter now because you're doing what you love, right?
Yes, it doesn't. It actually doesn't. The thing is, at that point of time, I really didn't know that I would be here.
Right.
I didn't know that I would be dancing.
Correct.
I had actually given up on dancing.
So let's actually talk about that. For the listeners who don't know you, let's quickly go through Siddhali. I think you're short to fame with working with an individual that we all love and admire. You take her name.
She is mostly safe.
Yes, the mostly
AKA
same.
AKA Prajakta Kori.
Yes, and how was working with her? How was working with Prajakta? So I've known Prajakta since Prajakta and me were schoolmates. Yeah. And then one fine day she goes starting a channel and then where he or she is now, you know.
Yeah.
On the cover of Forbes and stuff, which is insane.
Yes.
So you've seen her journey, you've been through her journey.
Yes.
I've seen her journey from a spectator standpoint, if that's the right word, but you've been with her throughout her journey. And eventually people knew you as well. You've gone to the meetups, people have met you, people have met Prajakta. How was your journey and what made you inspire through her journey, if it did? How did it affect you overall?
So I'll start from the start.
Okay. That's a good place to start.
So we did theater together.
Okay.
We joined our theater group in college. It's called Vithi.
Okay.
So we joined Vithi together and she was made the lead in her very first play.
Wow.
That is what kind of a person she is and that is how much talented she is. And since then, I have seen her work. She has worked for commercials, commercial plays, and I have worked with her for those plays. And I have seen her work day and night and with when it came to Mostly Sane, I have seen her script her own script her ideas and I've seen her work so much. I've seen her ups and downs as well and never have I seen her, you know, give up. There was a phase in her time and she's obviously spoken about it where she thought that she's not going anywhere, but then she didn't give up. And that is something I really, really admire about her. And that is something I have taken up from her.
Okay.
Never to give up. When you wake up in the morning, there is a purpose. Never forget that purpose. She had a purpose of making people laugh. And not just that, but, you know, to give people a perspective about certain things. Like, let that be her project about hashtag I pledge to be me.
Right.
or
Shameless.
That led to her first song Shameless. So that is something that's there. And to be very honest, what I am today as an individual, personally and professionally, she plays a huge role in it.
I mean, you obviously you guys still are best friends.
Yeah, we are best friends. When I was working with her, 2 years I worked with her, and I learned a lot. I learned how to interact with people. So I am somebody who don't even speak with my friends.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously I would talk, but I wouldn't, you know, share what I actually.
Or maybe build a relationship or maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But then with her, I learned how to, you know, interact with people, different people, how to do business, how to meet other, how to talk with others, how to put out your perspectives and how to put out your thoughts out there. And a lot of people today, you know, a lot of people comment, you know, stop copying mostly Sane.
I've seen a few. Yeah.
I've seen a lot, I get a lot of DM on Instagram. They're like, you know what, stop copying mostly Sane. We know she's your friend, but there was this one message that I received wherein the person, he or she, and I don't remember, but then he or she's like, you know, I see potential in you, but don't copy her. Like, I see you can have your own individuality. I was like, okay, bro, number one, she may be just somebody for you. She may be, you know, mostly Sane for you. And, you know, she may be a personality or a celebrity for you. But for me, she is my best friend. And I don't know about others, but for me, I have always picked up other people's qualities.
That's true.
And obviously being with her for like past 7 to 8 years, worked with her so closely. There was a time when we met every day.
Right. No, also, and I also feel that when you spend a lot of time with someone, you pick up a lot of qualities and you kind of become that person. So yeah. Because what happens is, people literally call you brothers or sisters, or you know, sister and sister. They go, "Acha, tum log siblings ho kya?" Because you behave in a certain way. You have a chemistry in a certain way where you're just copying each other. Is the very brutal term for it. But I'd say, yeah, you're very inspired with each other.
Also, the thing is, if she can inspire those 3.3 million people out there,
right?
Remember, I am one of them.
Exactly. Yeah.
And second of all, both of us are very similar. Like our choices, our likes, our dislikes are very much similar. So, you know, there are some similarities, right. But there are a lot of differences also.
I'm sure there are. Yeah. So coming to the differences and going back to the topic that you spoke about of when you wake up, you have a certain goal, right? Now, Prajakta's goal was that of spreading smiles or whatever she's doing. What's your goal like? I mean, standing today, it's safe to call that you're moving in the lines of a professional dancer.
Yes.
And what's your goal today? So when you wake up, what's the thing that you want to do? At the end of the day, you feel like, okay, I should have done this. I want to do this. And great, I've done this today. What's that for you?
For me, it is the joy of dancing. One, the joy of dancing, the joy that I get from dancing.
Okay.
And the joy that people will get when they see me dancing.
Okay.
I love entertainment. And I love entertaining people. So, you know, let that be by dancing. Let that be by, you know, let that be my acting.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, I am called the joker of the group.
Okay.
So I make my friends laugh. It's not like I'm a comedian, stand-up comedian. A lot of people are like, "Arey, tu itna hasati hai, khud ka YouTube channel kyun nahi shuru karti, stand-up comedy kyun nahi shuru karti?" I'm like, bro, it is not that easy.
It is. I agree, and it's very weird how people perceive all these art forms, right? I mean, you're a stand. I'm a magician. People go, "Achha, you're a magician, magic dikha." That is okay up to some point. Mm-hmm. But when you're a dancer, I mean, I don't know if you've got this, but I've heard people saying this. "Achha, so dancer hai, chal naach ke dikha. Achha, tu comic hai, chal joke bol ke dikha." I mean, what am I like a your private hired dancer or something that
Whenever we go to this pubs.
Right.
They are like, "Arey, Sitali, tu center mein aa ja, tu dance kar, hum tere ko copy karenge." I was like, yeah, I do go to dance class, but it's just been a year. So there is a difference between you dancing the dance your teacher has taught you and you dancing your own dance. Right now, I'm dancing the dance that my teacher teaches.
Right.
So if you ask, so after 1.5 years, I choreographed my own routine. Like, mera khud ka choreography.
How did that go about? What made you choreograph your own routine? I mean, was there an inspiration or just came about doing it?
So, I was returning from my class.
Okay.
One evening and I was listening to this song from Ram Leela. It's called Ang Laga De.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to it and I was like, I would want to choreograph on this song. And I don't know what happened. The next morning, I woke up. I was like, today I'm going to choreograph this song. I woke up, I brushed, I had my tea, I borrowed my brother's earphones, Bluetooth earphones. I put it up and I choreographed the song in like half an hour. Like it's a minute and a half choreography. And I did it in half an hour. And earlier, I'm not kidding, but I have tried choreographing other songs and I couldn't. This happened in half an hour and I was surprised at myself. I shot that video. I showed it to my teacher and my teacher was like, "This is nice. And this is for a beginner's. This is really nice." And those words coming out of her mouth, like praise coming out of Aranima's mouth is very difficult, Sai. Whenever even in class, when we do it, if she likes it, she's like, "Nice." She will never say, "Achha kiya. I'm so proud of you."
Right.
You know, not like, not because she doesn't like it or she's just like that.
No, there are, I think, teachers like that who don't really show appreciation because it kind of makes sense because if you appreciate a lot, then the student jhaad pe chad jata hai.
But like, so that happened. And then there was this time in class when she's like, "You know, you guys have to choreograph your own." So there's advanced class that I attend.
Right.
And she's like, "You know," they were like, "We are 5 to 6 of us." And she's like, "You know, you guys choreograph your own dance, your own song and teach it to each other."
Okay.
I'm like, okay, we taught it. And then one of them took a solo video of mine. She showed it to Aranima and she posted that on her Instagram channel.
That's
and
so cool.
That picked up like blink of an eye and we had like 50 to 60,000 views.
Wow.
And I was like, But yeah, and then one day she was like, Aranima was busy. She couldn't take a class. And she asked me to teach my choreography to the beginner's class.
That is
and
so that cool.
was like, I was like, okay, now I think I am getting on track and I am there. Like,
that's so
there.
Cool. So I remember when I have the creative burst. I mean, I sit down, I look at a blank paper and I try to create something, either a show or a magic trick or whatever it is. And it becomes really difficult when you're forcing creativity. And you know what, I want this, but then nahi ho raha, nahi ho raha. As you said, you tried, but then hours nahi hua. It didn't happen. Even for me, some really great ideas just come in like half an hour. I had written a show in, again, an hour maybe. But after that, after the routine that you set, did you again try to kind of create a different routine or how did that go about?
Yes, I am trying. There's another song. This song actually was before Rang Laga De.
Okay. You were the song you were trying earlier to make was this
Rang Laga De?
No. The one you're talking about right now?
Yes. Okay. I have already set it in my mind.
Okay.
But I have to put it now practically.
Okay.
So I am doing that, like I'm trying things and I'm a little lazy.
Oh, we all are. Tell me about it. Artists, I think the first description of artists should be, okay, this is lazy illustrator, whatever the art form is. Laziness, I think it just comes inbuilt. I think that's something that should be there for an artist.
And like you said, there are few art pieces that you do which just happens.
Correct.
And I believe in it. I don't believe, obviously I believe in hard work, but I don't believe, like, you know, I like those kind of art which comes out of your heart. And that
the art of the heart.
Art.
That's the name of the episode, guys. Art, no. I don't know. Yeah.
But so that kind of art I like.
Okay.
And when such art is out there, you know it is effortless.
Okay, but here's the thing. My next question is, you have this kind of art which comes out of the heart and you feel great. What if you don't? Okay, what if for the longest time you don't get the creative flow going? Okay, for example, let's say I know that once you passed out of the college, there was a big chunk of time where you didn't dance. Even earlier when we used to go to college, I remember you talking about dancing and how you wanted to dance, but you did not dance because of various reasons. My question is twofold. One, what happens or what happened in your case when you didn't dance for the longest time, and what made you finally say, okay, you know what? Fuck this, I'm going, I'm dancing. What happened? I don't know that part. So what happened there?
Well, I was in eighth grade when I decided I wanted to become a choreographer.
Okay.
Yeah. So at that time, we had this reality show called Dance India Dance. I think unka kuch first or second season tha. And I was really inspired. So as a child, since my childhood, I loved dancing. Ye sare Ganpati festivals, Navratri mein, I used to love dancing. And so in eighth grade, I decided ki chalo, I want to become a choreographer. So, but this kind of field wasn't accepted in my family back then. So I actually come from a background of army people.
Okay.
Professors, teachers, engineers, doctors,
highly qualified family members, all of them.
All of them. And today when I reflect, I understand. Because my grandfather, my father's father, he was a farmer, and he has like 8 children.
Okay.
4 daughters, 4 sons, and all 8 of them are educated. And we come from a village. So there is, you might have heard about Satara.
Right.
Satara ke bhi aage ek gaav hai called Diskar.
Okay.
Us gaav se aate. So it's like a khede gaav. It's not even a gaav. Gaav ka sab
Gabi, khede okay. gaav. Understood.
And us time pe my grandfather was very much into education. Like, main nahi padha to kya hua, main apne bachchon ko padhaunga. So all of them are educated. Two of my uncles are doctors. One of them is two of them, like my father and another one uncle. They are engineers.
Okay.
And see, it's the same with my mother. Okay. My mother is a teacher.
Okay.
One of my Masi is also a teacher. Another Masi is a trainer in a company. My nani was a teacher. My nanaji was in army.
Right.
You know, so like my parents' highly focused on education, and that is where they got it from. So for us, for me and my brother, they were always like, you know, padhai pehle,
you have to complete your education.
Karni hai. Ji. So that is something happened. And as a kid, I talk so much that people have to tell me, Siddhali, ab bas kar, mat baat kar.
Right. I was almost there. I was almost the line came. But yeah, sorry, continue.
But then as a kid, I wouldn't talk about how I am feeling. I wouldn't talk about, you know, what I want. I was afraid. I was afraid of my parents. I was afraid if I choose something different as a career path, they might not like it. They might not accept me as their daughter. Itna khauf tha mujhe. Not like they were demons or something, but
understood.
Ye sara mere dimag mein tha.
Okay.
And from my childhood, all these things started, you know, happening, like getting in my head. And I never spoke about it to others.
Okay.
And also, believe it or not, I never had a friend in school.
Okay.
So all my life I've had friends, but you know, not those kind of friends jinke saath tum baith ke baatein kar pao ya, you know, share karo. I don't know why.
But how was your relationship with your brother? How because
so he is 4 years younger to me.
Okay, understood.
So he was a typical stupid younger brother to me. Like if I would go, I would be like, oh my baby, I would go police chicken, you're like, chal, itar se ja. This is what his reaction would be.
Yeah, so okay, so understandably you couldn't share things with your brother.
I couldn't share things with him as well. And I was highly afraid of my parents. So I couldn't talk to them. And so, you know, these things kept gathering inside. And things happened, 10th standard happened, I had to choose a career option. And I never told my parents that I want to become a dancer. When I had to choose between art, science and commerce,
okay,
I was like, ki, science toh humse na ho pai. Commerce is too boring. And so I think I'll take arts.
Okay.
Ab arts mein kya karna hai? So I, you know, I googled and usme zyada kuch lag nahi raha tha mujhe ki kya kar paye. But then I was like, haan, psychology seems interesting. I read about psychology. I was like, haan, this is kind of interesting.
Okay.
But isme bhi sabse kam padhai kaun se field mein hogi? To industrial psychology. That is how I decided, bhai sahab, main apna career industrial psychology mein karungi.
That is so good.
Ye jaake maine apne parents ko bataya, they were like so proud. They were proud.
Haan.
They were like, haan, hamari beti psychology padhegi, khud decide kiya.
No, but I think part of the reason is psychology sounds really cool and it sounds very professional. Yeah. Okay, I mean, with all due respect to all the psychologists, if they are listening, it is a very professional field. And I think it shouldn't be in the arts department on the very first place. I think it's more very scientific because when I thought of the very, my thought process is also very similar. I wanted to do magic, hence I got in about psychology. What the hell? And it is heavy. It is content heavy. It's very detailed. And
So that is how, and my parents said that, ye mere hamare bachche ko to psychology hi karne ka hai.
So
ye ho gaya. When I started my 11th grade, I joined, like I told you, I joined Vithi, my theater group.
Theater group, yeah.
And I loved theater.
Okay.
I was in love. I was like, even if I got a chance to work backstage, I loved, you know, my first role on stage was that of a window. Aisa haath upar.
No way, yeah. Window.
Yeah, and wo bhi aadha, kyunki aadha window Ankita thi. But it was a very important role because he window pe wo hero aake rukta hai and bahut hi acha wala dialogue bolta hai.
Okay, see, that is how directors go. Okay, it's like, are tumko exposure mila isliye paisa nahi milega. It's one of those traps. Okay, aur ye bahut important role hai window ka, so you got to be a window.
Wo bhi aadha
window. I mean, come on.
I was very happy to be on stage and I was like, I can do this. I can do theater.
Nice.
And then I got into it.
Like, okay.
I got into the theater. I love being backstage.
Okay.
Like to do, like manage things, set banana hai, costume karna hai. So like I told, Prajata did a commercial play as well.
Uh-huh.
So for that, so I was the in charge of costume.
Okay.
For that play.
But then, I'm sorry, I lost you. When was this? When was the play?
The play was when we were in first year.
First year. Okay.
Yeah. This commercial play.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So your parents still didn't know about your dance?
No. Okay. I had stopped dancing.
Achha, you had stopped dancing.
I was like, career hi banana. I had this very stupid logic. Jis raaste jana hi nahi, to uska address puchke kya karoge?
Yeah, I remember you speaking about this. Yes.
Yes. So I stopped dancing at all.
Okay.
But I did. I did. So when I was in 12th grade, I did join a dance class for a while. Like, I think for 3-4 months.
Okay.
And that, so I left that because that was in Mulund and that was 7 PM in the evening.
Okay, and so traveling would
मैं
be
जहाँ रहती हूँ वहां से सब कुछ दूर है ठीक है थाने में सब कुछ दूर है so I left it but then whenever we had like my sir he had any events he used to call so I did two reality shows with him one was India's Got Talent and one was जो फराह खान का entertainment के लिए कुछ भी करेगा
okay
so I did
both of them are shit shows okay sorry I just don't like reality shows I'm sorry I'll talk about it later
I do have a thing like I'll okay. if you talk about that sure. this topic I'll tell you about it but sure. yes I did this two shows then I did a lot of things
okay
so my parents are acha theek hai hobby ke liye theek hai when I was in third year I got to play a small part in a Marathi serial it was like wo jo hero hai uske college friend ka and it was a good role like it I had a good exposure So, ये हुआ but then one of my family members like obviously my parents told and one of my family members was ये सब ठीक है पर अब तुम करियर पे ध्यान दो
right.
so I was like oh getting back to reality मेरे को अब तक लग रहा था कि शायद मैं acting में कर पाऊँ
like, okay.
you know I did theater I did this one serial I did reality show तो मेरे को लगा कि भाई सब हम कर सकते हैं लेकिन नहीं I got back to the reality and like Can I say the F word?
Yeah, of course.
I was like, fuck it. ये सब छोड़ के अब सिर्फ psychology पे ध्यान देना है. I like third year was I loved back till SY I hated psychology. Like क्यों करना है क्या करना है but with the college and the faculty mainly Gayatri ma'am, Arpita ma'am, Arohi ma'am. I loved them. I loved attending their lectures. Till as far I had not the sole reason I didn't get admission in my earlier college was of because of attendance low attendance but third year I attended all the lectures
and extra time I suppose yes
and these three people our teachers were the main reason I loved and I actually scored really good bro I got like 70%
okay someone's bragging about the percentages now time to leave the room okay
jo mujhe kabhi nahi mila tha last time I got 78 was when I was in 10th grade
okay
but then yeah I did that and then I left dancing I left everything and on my on personal stage I had somebody in my life who left
okay
and that was a big shock and even bigger shock was when my nana ji passed away
okay
yeah he was not well and that is the only regret I have in my life of not meeting him for the last time and all these things you know started bottling up and you know when you take a ग्लास एंड यू फिल वॉटर इन इट वो एक ब्रिम तक आएगा उसके बाद तुम और पोर करोगे तो वो ओवरफ्लो होगा एंड दैट इज वॉट स्टार्टेड हैपनिंग वेन ऑल दिस थिंग्स बिकॉज आई हैड नेवर शेयर्ड इट विद एनी वन आई डिड शेयर इट विद वन ऑफ माई फ्रेंड एंड हर मदर साइली एंड हर मॉम
ओके
एंड दे हैव प्लेड अ ह्यूज रोल इन इट लाइक यू नो इन मेकिंग मी बेटर एंड माई लाइफ बेटर But then yes, there are few things that are not solved by anyone else but you, and that was not happening. And so you know, जैसा जैसे दिन बढ़ते गए वैसा वैसा मुझे ऐसा realize होता गया कि dance मैं नहीं कर पाऊँगी. And वो एक you know that was one thing that kept eating up. You know, Siddhali, you will never get to dance. तू कभी dance कर नहीं पाएगी. You will never get like you know never never never.
So that was your own head telling you that.
In my own head. कि तू नहीं कर पाएगी तू नहीं हो पाएगा और अभी तो कितना time हो चुका है when I started with my masters I'm not kidding every day I have cried every day I have prayed to all the gods जितने भी है कि मुझे सिर्फ pass कर दो मुझे 90% marks नहीं चाहिए मुझे out of marks नहीं चाहिए मुझे सिर्फ पास कर दो मुझे सिर्फ 24 मार्क्स चाहिए यू रिमेंबर इन आवर फर्स्ट सेमेस्टर ऑफ मास्टर्स वी वर द नो नॉट यू We were like four of us who passed in statistics. And all others failed. And I was like, as statistics, you know how yes. difficult that subject was for all of us.
Yes.
But then, yeah, so all these things started happening. And I had a really good relationship. And that kind of broke off. Like, we broke up 2 years later.
Okay.
Which was end of masters.
Okay.
Yeah. And all this while, I was actually also working with Prajakta.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only good thing.
Mm.
That was the only time I forgot my sorrows. I forgot that, you know, I am not well. Also, but at that time, I didn't really know that, you know, I might have any kind of mental illness.
Okay.
You know, obviously, we are psychology students. We have learned about it. We have learned the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But wo jata na ki tum, you sneeze and when you Google up symptoms, tumhe aisa lagta ki tum conclude kar dete tumhe cancer.
Cancer, that's true.
So when we were studying about mental illnesses, we had this chapter about depression.
Right.
And I read the symptoms and I was like, okay, I might be having it. But obviously, again, I had nobody to share. I had nobody to talk about it. So I was like, no, because it's in my head. I'm overthinking maybe. But then, yeah. And of course, from my first year to masters, I did try harming myself. I have, you know, tried to harm myself. And, you know, I've prayed to God that kill me. You know, meko neend mein kuch ho jaye.
Hmm.
Dusre din mein utho hi na.
Just world ko face nahi karna tha.
Just that. Like, I wanted to die, basically.
Hmm.